Time now for .org, spotlighting the work of local nonprofits and co-ops.
.org spoke with Right Use of Power Institute's co-executive director, Amanda Aguilera.
Usually people understand power in a very dualistic way. We help people to navigate the nuance of power and recognize that power is not just something that's abused or misused, but it actually can be used for good. So people who are interested in using power for good come to us and learn how to do that. Anyone can take part. We emphasize conscious ethics, not just following a set of rules, but really teaching people how to be in right relationship. Often when we think about ethics, we think here's a list of things you should do and here's a list of things you shouldn't do. But in the moment with human beings, we're complex. And so our relationships are complex. So being able to understand what's happening in the moment, especially in terms of the power dynamics at play, it can be helpful to have principles to work from rather than rules. What we do is help people to understand what's happening in terms of power and navigate those dynamics. There's a whole bunch of people who want to use power for personal gain. Certainly you can use power for personal gain, but does it also benefit others is the question. We look at what is collectively the best way to use our power. I think what people get from the training, consulting, and the other services we offer is really learning to have more awareness and the ability to actually talk explicitly about what's going on in relationships in terms of power, which is such a valuable thing. You can't really shift power relationally unless you can talk about it. There's so many different types of power that people don't know about. And so it becomes a lot easier to talk about and then shift those power dynamics in a relationship if you have that language and the framework. Most of our programming is experiential, so we help people to really experience the material instead of just learn it cognitively, which helps integration at a deeper level. One of the types of power, which is called personal power, we're all born with the ability to have an effect or influence, but it also shows up in relationship. There can be a power differential inside of a relationship, either by a role or through status. Those are two other different types of power. And then we could talk about collective power and systemic powers and dimensions of power. So when you become more fluent in that language, then you can start to better understand what's happening, both inside yourself with your own personal power, but also in relationships. We offer training programs self-paced on our learning management system, live training, both virtual and in person. We have consulting with organizations. A lot of issues that organizations face really boil down to power dynamics. We also offer one-on-one coaching around power issues. Using power wisely and well is about standing in your strength while also staying in your heart.
For more information, go to rightuseofpower.org. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
You've been listening to KGNUs.org. For more information on this organization or to listen to other episodes, please go to news.kgnu.org.